This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Rodgers protected.
You know, I've admired him from afar for a long time. It's good to do it with him. But again, as I've said multiple times here in recent weeks, this was the vision in the spring when we pursued him. That's why you do business with a 41, 42-year-old guy. Been there, done that guy with a resume like his. He's not only capable, man, he thrives in it. And I think he put that on display tonight.
The final play of the regular season for the final spot in the playoffs. Tyler Luke from 44. Snap good. Holman. The kick is no good. It is wide right. And the Steelers are the champions of the North.
Good morning, Pittsburgh. Victory Monday, the sweetest in years. All thanks to 53 guys wearing the black and gold, all pulling the same rope. But one guy pulled a little bit harder than the rest. And that guy's 42 years old. And Mike Tomlin's right. That's why they got him. Mr. Aaron Rodgers, everybody! They do not win this game if Aaron Rodgers doesn't play elite-level MVP football in the fourth quarter. It was all worth it. I know they haven't won a playoff game. Aaron Rodgers took the Steelers, put them on his back, and dragged them into the playoffs. When they beat Baltimore the first time, it was Rodgers' best game as a Steeler. When they beat Detroit, it's because Aaron Rodgers was elite. When they beat Miami, Aaron Rodgers was elite. And last night in the fourth quarter, Aaron Rodgers looked like his old MVP self. 11 out of 14 for 133 yards, a touchdown, and a 130.1 passer rating in the fourth quarter. When Lamar Jackson broke away from Alex Highsmith and threw the touchdown pass over Patrick Queen's head to Zay Flowers, I thought, you know what? There's the difference between these two teams right there. They fought tooth and nail the first game. They fought tooth and nail the second game. And it comes down to a franchise MVP quarterback making a franchise quarterback MVP play. And even though Rodgers had been good to that point, Lamar Jackson had the signature play of the football game. And I thought we'd be watching that play on loop forever. Now it becomes a footnote. Because when you win games like this, when you beat division rivals with all the stakes on the line, you do it because you've got a quarterback that can elevate everyone else around him. And I thought Lamar had done that until Rodgers outdid him. Aaron Rodgers in the fourth quarter had a passer rating of 130.1. Boil it down to that. That's why the Steelers won the game. That's why the Steelers are going to the playoffs. And that, my friends, yes, is why the Steelers have a chance to win at least a playoff game. More on that later on in the show. I talk about a quarterback being the rising tide that lifts all boats. Aaron Rodgers put up that quarterback rating of 130.1 in the fourth quarter, throwing to guys like Calvin Austin with the play of his life, Adam Thielen, Scotty Miller, MVS, Ben Skowronek. Aaron Rodgers turned a hodgepodge of nothingness into a playoff outfit. Mike Tomlin was right to wait all offseason for this guy to sign on the dotted line. And Aaron Rodgers made the right choice coming to Pittsburgh. And the Steelers actually have momentum now going into the postseason. Last year, yeah, sure, you had a quarterback who had won a Super Bowl. A couple of years ago with Mason Rudolph, you had momentum, winning three straight games. But now you win to get in, and you've got a quarterback that you believe in. You've got a shot. 412-928-9370. That's the number to call. You can text us. You can tweet me at underscore Adam Crowell. You can tweet Callis at Callis underscore 33. This is why you got him. I'm choking on Zed. It's good to be back, Harry. Good to be back.
This is tremendous radio.
This is how it goes.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody slept.
See, I thought you were just tearing up at the
nicotine
beauty of
it. Just running down my throat.
Yeah, I thought you were tearing up at the Steelers' beautiful win. But
usually I can blast my way through it, but I'm also stuffed up in the nose. So if I can't breathe through my mouth, I just can't breathe. I almost suffocated there. Live on the air. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. We've got open phones. The Steelers won this game. Yes, because Tyler Loop missed a field goal. Yes, because the Baltimore Ravens suffered a ton of attrition in this football game. Yes, the Ravens were heavily penalized. Yes, Lamar Jackson threw the ill-fated interception to TJ Watt. There were a lot of things the Ravens didn't do to help the Steelers win this football game. And we will get to all of it over the course of the next 4 hours. But I'm more interested to start the show in what the Steelers did do. And what they did was wait around all offseason for a quarterback that dragged them to the postseason. The $170 million defense faded down the stretch. The $170 million defense gave up two consecutive touchdown drives and allowed the Ravens to get into field goal range with a chance to win the game with a kick. They made plays throughout, but in the fourth quarter they wilted. And it had that Cincinnati game from earlier in the season all over it, didn't it? Smelled just like that one. Oh, Rodgers is doing a lot, but is he going to do enough? Can the defense hold serve? No, it didn't. The defense did not hold serve. The defense did not play well enough in the fourth quarter. Not by a long shot. But guess what? When you've got an MVP quarterback, he becomes the ultimate eraser. Like one of them pink pearl erasers. You can overcome a lot of nonsense and crap when you've got an MVP quarterback playing at an MVP level. And man, it was not that way the whole game. Steelers had 3 points in the first half. Aaron Rodgers declined to run for a first down and opted to instead shut it down and get tackled by a defensive lineman. This after Aaron Rodgers threw the ball over Jonnu Smith's head in a way that made him look not 42, but 420 years old. But my friends, it ain't how you start, it's how you finish. And I'll say it again for effect. 11 of 14, 133 yards and a touchdown, a quarterback rating of 130.1 in the fourth quarter. There's your story right there. It could have been his final game. That could have been it for an all-time great quarterback, but he would not go quietly into the cold Pittsburgh night. Not with Maxwell or whatever the hell the priest's name sprinkling the holy water in the end zone. Aaron Rodgers willed the Steelers to victory. That's the story today. Your kicker, who could have been your MVP in any of the last 5 years, probably save for this one, hadn't missed an extra point in years. He chokes all over himself. The defense and Jalen Ramsey, who had a horrendous game, they choked all over themselves. And Aaron Rodgers said, nah, man, this ain't how my career is going to end. They score. Rodgers got to be thinking, we got this in the bag. Nope. Ravens come down and score again. All right, I'll just go lead them down the field for another touchdown. What a route by Calvin Austin, too. Double move. Awuzie had no shot. Rodgers, on a throw that's harder than most people would think when a guy's streaking wide open, hits him in stride, and the rest is history. The Steelers finished 10-7. Kings in the North because of number 8. 412-928-9370. Celebrate with me, will you, Pittsburgh? Let's go to Larry in Atlanta, listening on the Odyssey app. AUDACY, your Odyssey app. Larry, let's go!
Yes, sir. Good morning. Hey, I just want to say, I have a confession. I did not see Luke miss that field goal. Reason being, when Lamar hit, I hit it likely with that long pass on to the 22-yard line, I turned my TV off, grabbed my dogs, and took them outside to walk them. And how I found out, my neighbor was going to work, and he got to his car. He said, way to go, Steelers. I said, oh, don't be smart. He said, what are you talking about? Y'all just won. I said, what? He said, dude missed the field goal. So that's my confession for today. I missed it. You said you watched it about 70 times. I got you beat. I've been watching it since 11:30 last night.
Keep it on loop, Larry. And walk the dogs for the entire game coming up on Monday. Appreciate the call. I walked out onto my porch because I was sweating bullets, and I could hear people up and down my street celebrating in their homes. No joke. That's what it was like whenever I was a kid. And the Steelers really had a shot to win the Super Bowl, seemingly every other year. And they'd win a game, or they'd be in the throngs of winning a game. And you'd be outside, and you could hear people celebrating, jubilation. That's what it was like last night. Looked down my block, every TV tuned into the Steelers game. It felt, if only for a moment, like the old days. 412-928-9370. Bob in North Versailles, hello.
I tell you what, Crowley, what a welcome back for you. Those Steelers were awesome, and I tell you what, you have the priest, Father Maxwell, blessing the field before the game. I call this divine intervention. What a win!
Do you believe in God, Bob?
Yes, I do. And you know what there, Crowley? That priest, he had that guy call in with a confession. That's what it does.
Thank you, Bob. 412-928-9370. Open phones all morning. Celebrate with me. Celebrate with Harry Callis. The Steelers are playoff bound. They'll play the Houston Texans Monday night at Acrisure Stadium. The Steelers haven't lost a Monday night football game at home in their last 23 tries. Coming up next, more of your calls, more Rogue Rodgers talk. But you don't win games like this without your stars being stars, and it wasn't just Aaron Rodgers pulling on that rope.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Lamar Jackson had it rejected, intercepted on the deflection. TJ Watt. Highsmith deflected it. Watt has his second pick of the year, and the Steelers are in business.
You know, this series has been defined by great players. You know, earlier this week I was talking about TJ and Lamar. You know, I didn't question whether either guy was going to show up, you know, because that's just the nature of this thing, man. Their relationship is tied together for life, man, just like Big Ben and Suggs. It's the men that make this rivalry what it is, and those two guys put that on display. Certainly, I'm glad TJ is with us, but tip of the cap to Lamar, because he's a tremendous athlete and competitor.
In the lead-up to the first Ravens game, Doran and I were doing a show from Giant Eagle Market District, and I remember coming back from break saying, Doran, I know how the Steelers are going to turn this around and make the playoffs, and he said, how, Crowley? And I said, well, their best players are going to just have to play better, and it's an obvious thing. If you want to win games, you're good guys, you're highly paid guys, got to play well, and if they don't, you're probably not going to win. Well, Aaron Rodgers, as we spent the entire first segment talking about, was elite last night, particularly in the fourth quarter, where he went 11 out of 14 with a passer rating of 130.1. But TJ Watt had an interception that, even though the Steelers didn't use it to punch into the end zone to take a 7-point lead, they did get points and kept the momentum rolling. And Cam Hayward wasn't credited with a pass defense on that play. He and Highsmith deflected that ball at the same time. Hayward should absolutely have been credited with a PD on that. Hayward was an animal all night long. This season didn't start the way Hayward wanted it to. The counting statistics, particularly getting the quarterback on the ground, weren't there for Cam Hayward. TJ Watt did not have his best season, not by a long shot. Then he got stabbed in the lung by a team doctor. But both guys showed up in a big way last night, as did Rodgers. And if those three play that kind of football again, then yeah, they can win a playoff game. I said on Friday, this might not sound fair, but if you play TJ Watt, I expect you to play at an elite level. If you're healthy enough to be on the field, you got to play well. This is an opportunity and a legacy kind of game, a legacy moment, legacy win for you, even though it's not a playoff game. One of the most important games of TJ Watt's career, and you know what he showed up? Cam Hayward, according to Aaron Rodgers, gave a little locker room pep talk. Cam Hayward confirmed that after the game, saying he told guys, be selfish tonight. Do this for you, do this for the collective. Both guys, I thought, were excellent. And Cam Hayward played both ways. Shoved his brother into the end zone for a touchdown that was pivotal. 412-928-9370. Let's celebrate together this morning on the phone lines. We'll take your calls in a second. In 10 minutes, you are going to want to hear this. We've heard Mike Tirico's call of Tyler Loop's kick going wide right. We will play for you the Ravens Radio Network call. You can just drink up all the Baltimore on tears. In the meantime, give us a ring on the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. By the way, where's our guy, Durrell? The Ravens fan who called us twice last week, called me boring, said the Ravens were going to kick the Steelers' ass. Where are you, Durrell? Give us a ring and take your medicine. Eat some crow, jackass. Eric and Carrick, good morning. Hi, Eric.
Good morning. What a night. What a night. I'm not going to go over every play because it was, you know, everyone will be talking about that. Although when we talk about the crazy plays, like when we had two guys that smashed Lamar and he still got out. But what, there was a play that really was underrated, which was when Lamar got free and he had like 25 yards ahead of him and he threw the ball out of bounds. That was one that, you know, they'll be talking about forever in Baltimore.
I actually thought that was a hell of a play by Lamar because it kept them alive on that fourth down. It turned 3rd-and-7 to 4th-and-7. And then he made a great play to Ice Likely where TJ was this close to getting the sack. And Jalen Ramsey had a horrific game. Horrific game. You got to make a play on that football there, or you got to send Isaac Likely in the next Tuesday. And he didn't do either of that those things on that play. But luckily for us, Tyler Loop exists.
My real comment was on, you know how everyone in Pittsburgh is superstitious? You got to be sitting, standing, holding a drink in your left hand. I have a T-shirt shop, and I made a design for if we win. There's only one in existence. I sent it to a friend who was out of town and said, don't wear it unless we win. But he sent a picture of me before where he's wearing it, and I thought, hey, you jerk, why'd you do that? He told me this morning, I never wore it. It was AI'd. I would never touch it. That is how superstitious we are. He never touched the shirt, and he put it on and sent me a picture the second the kick missed and said, I can finally wear the shirt.
Print them, baby. Text us, you, Eric. Maybe we'll get those bad boys in circulation. Appreciate the call. 412-928-9370. And you can text us as well. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Jim in Monroeville celebrating this morning. Hi, Jim.
Man, what a great game. What a great win. You know, you mentioned Ramsey having a bad game. Totally agree. Hi, Smith. Herbig, though. Man, amazing game.
They were great.
Even though that missed sack. I know he missed that sack where he could have ended, but that's all right because Highsmith has been playing lights out the last 2 weeks. Herbig looked great. This defense got something going. Let's go Steelers.
Jim,
bring on the Texans.
Jim, that play by Lamar Jackson where he got away from Alex Highsmith, if the Steelers lose the game and that's the game-winning touchdown pass, we probably watch that as frequently as the end of the 94 championship game. We probably watch that as frequently as Mendenhall's fumble, as Neil O'Donnell's picks, as the Jesse James touchdown, non-touchdown. That would have been an all-time gut punch rewatch, wouldn't it?
Oh, I totally agree. The fans would have been chanting, fire Alex Highsmith.
Thank you, Jim. Other than that, he was great. Other than the end of the play, Mrs. Lincoln, I screwed that up, but you get what I'm saying. I thought Highsmith was really good all night. You need to finish that play. You need to. And if Tyler Loop makes the field goal, that's a play we talk about probably for 4 hours this morning. You can get in line. We're celebrating all morning long at 412-928-9370. The Steelers are playoff bound. On the back of their stars, Aaron Rodgers, MVP-like in the fourth quarter. Cam Hayward, stellar all game long. T.J. Watt, the interception that kept the momentum going. And now your chance to talk about it at 412-928-9370. And we'll start next segment with the tears of the Baltimoreans. We will play for you the local Baltimore Ravens radio call of Tyler Loop missing the field goal. And it's, I can't even do it justice. Plus, what's Lamar Jackson saying after the game?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I mean, is this the best game of the year?
This might be one of the best games of the decade. Tyler Loop will be attempting a 44-yard field goal attempt from in between the hash marks, kicking to the closed end of the stadium. No movement from the flags. Nick Moore will have the snap. Jordan Stout will have the hold. Tyler Loop from 44 yards, sees it on the line. Loop's kick is on the way. It
he
is up.
It.
It is no good. He pushed it wide to the right. Time has expired. And not since Billy Cundiff went wide left in Billy the Cundiff. AFC Championship game has a Ravens season ended with such a gut-wrenching thud as a missed field goal.
Wow.
Ah, that's a shame. Baltimore Ravens Radio Network, and look who we found. Look who's on the horn. He talked junk a couple of times last week, but true to his word, Darrell was going to talk junk if the Ravens won. He said he'd take his medicine if they lost. And Darrell, you got to be feeling like crap today, big guy.
Well, you know what? First of all, I got to say that was a really, really good game. I ain't even going to lie. And all I need, I'm all right. All I need is a window to lick. I just need to put a helmet on and go lick a window, man. Right now. I really do, man.
You want him to fire? Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, the good news, see what happened was, you know, the kicker, it wasn't his fault, man. You know, that ball felt that hot breath from the evil Steeler fans, which are good people after the season's over with. And he said that ball went to Baltimore, got to Baltimore before the Ravens went back.
It was the priest, Darrell. It was divine intervention.
Yeah, that ball is evil, bro. And you're right. It might have been that priest. I've seen the priest, but all jokes aside, though, man, you know, it's tough. I'm not as hurt as I was when y'all went up 13-10. When we came back and they made it inside the game, I cannot get mad if you're putting everything on the field.
Your guy Lamar getting outrushed by Aaron Rodgers?
You know, I ain't worried about that because Lamar made some great plays. Aaron Rodgers is still Aaron Rodgers to me. I mean, you know, he, I give it to Aaron Rodgers. He's a man. You know, he did what he had to do. We did what we could have did. It was just that ball, not the kicker. I think, he had, you know how you play the Madden game back in the day and he had the bar going across back and forth, you know? I think he was looking at one of those, you know?
That's exactly right. Darrell, right, man. Appreciate it, buddy. Hey, you hang in there. Happy New Year.
I'll call y'all back next football season,
yeah,
man.
Don't be a stranger, buddy. Be well, all right?
All right, man.
And suck it. Woo! I got a feeling Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl.
Are you allowed to say suck it?
I did. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the Fan Morning Show, as always, brought to you by our great friends at Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Lamar Jackson played really well in the second half. He did. He got away from Alex Highsmith. He was clearly not 100%, as I said, going into the game. He only rushed for 9 yards. I thought he had opportunities to run, and he didn't. Had he, they perhaps could have won the football game. He was the difference until he wasn't. He was the difference until Aaron Rodgers happened. That's why I feel different about this Steelers team than I have than since Ben retired, because you got a shot every time you take the field for your quarterback to outperform the other guy. When you're 42, you're not going to do it week in and week out, but you got a chance. I'm not as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. He could be as good once as he ever was. He can go out there and outperform C.J. Stroud. He's a better quarterback than C.J. Stroud, even today. Now, their defense is great. But Aaron Rodgers is going to give you an opportunity to win every time out, and it took near perfection for him to beat the Ravens in the fourth quarter. Anything short of what he did would not have been enough. That's why you sign the guy. And it doesn't hurt when T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward play up to their expectation level, too. Dayon in Uniontown. What's up, man? Or Dejon.
Crowley, what's going on?
What's up, buddy?
D. Jones, yeah. Real quick off the subject, funniest thing I heard you say. Dorn said, you wear your wife's clothes, and you said, well, that was at one time. Well, there was no justification.
Well, it's like Little Giants, buddy. One time.
Anyway, though. I hear all these people talking about, oh, they only won because of a missed field goal. Hey, a win is a win. and they're discounting the fact that Aaron Rodgers made two comeback touchdown drives in that game. Hey, we won. Let's be happy. Let's be grateful. You know, we'll worry about next week, the Texans. Let's enjoy this and be grateful.
I'm with you on that.
I mean, you know what I mean? These people are so spoiled and so ungrateful sometimes, and it's just got a good win from a great game.
Yeah, and we can talk about the missed field goal and that being the reason and this, that, the other. And thank you so much for the call at 412-928-9370. When Aaron Rodgers took the field on what wound up being the game-winning touchdown drive, there's 2 minutes and 20 seconds left. You get the ball at the 35. Your first throw is to Calvin Austin. And then to Adam Thielen. And then to Kenneth Gainwell. And then he throws an incompletion to Adam Thielen. And the touchdown pass goes to Calvin Austin. Folks, Aaron Rodgers took what is, without DK Metcalf, the worst wide receiver core in the NFL. And he yanked them to the postseason. That's what he did. We'll get into it more at the top of the hour at 412-928-9370. If the Steelers are more lucky or good in this game, if they won the game or if Baltimore lost it, I think you all know where I come down on that. He's throwing the ball to you and me. He's throwing the ball to a cast of characters that really isn't that different than Van Flippin' Jefferson. No. And yet, again, he went 11 of 14 for a 133, a touchdown, no picks, and a 130.1 passer rating. Aaron Rodgers on the game threw for 294 yards. And he did most of it in the second half. He put up 23 points with that cast of characters in the second half. That's clutch. And that amounted to being a playoff game. You know, one of the reasons, if not the reason, Aaron Rodgers is a Pittsburgh Steeler is because at the end of his Green Bay career, he wasn't winning a lot of playoff games. And I know this one last night won't go down as a playoff win, but he just showed you what he can do in a playoff-type environment. And the Steelers just showed you that they can win in a playoff-type environment. At the start, it looked every bit like every playoff game has the last 8 years. They're down early. The offense sputtering, the defense out to lunch. The difference is they have a quarterback now that can dig you out of a hole. That's why they won the game. That's why you should have optimism. Fan Morning Show Twitter polls brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Are the Steelers more lucky than good? Did the Steelers win or did the Ravens lose? You can vote at underscore Adam Crowley. We'll get into that at the top of the hour. More on this misfit collection of Steelers wide receivers when we come back, plus your calls.
Rodgers protected.
Throws to Austin for the touchdown!
I ain't gonna lie. I usually be like, nah, that was probably the biggest catch of my career. And I'm sending it to my pops. My pops gonna get that ball.
You know who feels better than even you or I today? Nicholas Harry Callis and millions of Steelers fans listening to this year radio program right now.
Who's that?
DK Metcalf. If the Steelers fail to beat the Browns and the Ravens only to miss the playoffs because guys like Calvin Austin and Adam Thielen and Ben Skowronek's roles had to be elevated, that guy was going to be an all-time villain, an all-time Buckner in Pittsburgh sports history.
4 years left on his contract.
That's exactly right. Boy, he'd have to do a lot the remainder of that deal to get back into the good graces of Steelers fans. And you know what? I keep saying this phrase. It's all water under the bridge. Go out there. Make some plays on Monday night against Houston, and all is forgiven. It would have been nice if the Steelers been able to beat the Browns and rest guys, but this felt pretty dang good, and this gives them confidence going in. And now you do get 14 back. Had they lost, I don't know how you could keep that guy around, in all honesty. But Calvin Austin stepped up, 3 catches, 55 yards in that 26-yard touchdown. Pat Freiermuth, my goodness, they actually targeted him. Still not enough. 3 catches, 51 yards, 5 targets. Adam Thielen stepped up, 3 for 43. MVS with a big-time third-down conversion that almost got picked off because he threw it behind MVS. Jaylen Warren in the passing game was huge. Kenneth Gainwell, as always, huge in the passing game. But Aaron Rodgers spread the football around, and it's a hodgepodge of nothingness. It's an island of misfit toys. That just tells you how good the quarterback was, especially when it was nut-cutting time in the fourth quarter. Donovan in Elwood City calls all the time. We love Donovan. Donovan, let's go!
For having me on. I wanted to talk and say I am happy the Steelers made me eat crow. I thought for sure that they were going to end up losing that because of that really bad busted play where Lamar got away, but they proved me wrong. They held them, and I'm hoping that they can continue with this hot streak now that they get Metcalf back, and we just need to continue working, continue to tweak some of the defensive schemes like that one broken play, work on that, and if we can improve that, then we're good.
I'll tell you, Donovan, they got a lot to clean up on the back end defensively, and thank you so much for the call. A lot of folks on Twitter were crushing the Steelers for, and Mike Tomlin in particular, as you watch Patrick Queen run down the middle of the field with one of the faster receivers in the league and Zay Flowers. Hey, look, sometimes you get caught in a bad zone, and they did there. I don't mind the call because it should have worked because Highsmith got there. You had two guys on Lamar. You got to finish the play. That one didn't bother me. Their guy made a play. But the touchdown on fourth to start the game, you can't have that kind of coverage bust. You can't. On the second Zay Flowers touchdown, have that kind of coverage bust. You have to make the opposition earn every blade of grass. And far too often in yesterday's game, they didn't. You tip your cap to Lamar when you got to tip your cap to Lamar, but you got to make it hard on the guy. We'll criticize the defense over the course of the show, too, because it's not all candy and rainbows and shooting. You know, magic out of our ass. Like it, there were still some bad moments last night. Some real bad moments that they're going to have to fix if they want to beat the hottest team in football. That's right, the Houston Texans. Jim in the car. Hello.
How are we doing this morning?
Jim, never good better.
Day. Good day. Hey, first off, roses to Cam Hayward. I've been a Steeler. I'm 61. I've been a Steeler fan forever. He played a game for the ages. He was everywhere, all time.
It was as good as he's ever played. I don't think that's hyperbole, especially given the stakes, buddy. I think that is as well as he ever played.
It really is. And I do just one small course correction. Your sports highlight at the top there said that the Steelers have the worst record of the playoff teams. That's not true. NFC South. I don't know who won over there, but
I think Harry meant of the division winners in the AFC, but no big deal.
Correct. Yeah. So, thanks, Jim. Great day for the Steelers. Let's focus on that. Aaron Rodgers gives us a puncher's chance anytime we go out there, and the rest of the team's showing a lot of grit.
Jim,
good morning, man.
Jim, wait one sec. Play along with me here. Yeah. I got a feeling.
Pittsburgh's going to play at home on Monday. Then we'll see what happens.
Thanks, Jim. Way to jump in the pool head first. Way to cannonball in there with me, big guy. Jim's like, I don't know. It's a little chilly in there. Let me just stick a toe in. Danny in White Oak, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm great.
So am I. I'm extremely happy. I'm a little confused, though. I don't know if I watched a different game than everybody else, but the kick that was lucky was the one that Boswell missed. Okay, the only reason they were lining up for a game-winning field goal was because Boswell missed the extra point.
Yep.
That's number one. Number two, a 44-yard field goal in Heinz Field is not a gimme, okay? Not so short, not so long.
Especially not when you got Jesus on your side, which they did.
Exactly. They had Jesus on our side. Come on. So the extra point was the whole thing for me.
Danny, here's the other thing. Because we, believe it or not, we got a whole bunch of folks on the text line saying the Steelers were lucky to win the game. I just posted a Twitter poll. Ton of people saying it. You know what the reality is here, Danny? And we don't like to give our team credit around here. And they haven't won anything yet. Believe me, I get it. But the Steelers, no question about it, are a better football team than the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens fans bitching about there not being a leverage call on
two
the kick. Exactly, Danny. You beat them twice. And yeah, they both came down to the wire.
The field goal. I'm tired of them crying, whiny babies.
Thank you, Danny. Got a feeling.
Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl. Again.
Yeah. Thank you, Danny. 412-928-9370. That's the deal right there, folks. The Steelers are better than the Ravens. How often does one team sweep the other in this series? It doesn't happen. When the Steelers did it in 08, and they marched down the field in M&T Bank Stadium, and Santonio caught the ball, and his toes are in the end zone, did the ball cross the plane, did the ball not cross the plane? The Ravens bitched all week long after that, after the week prior, saying, oh, we're the best defense in the NFL. They bitched all week long after that. Wasn't a touchdown, wasn't a touchdown, wasn't a touchdown. Hey, Steelers just went 92 yards on you. You're going to complain about the last inch? What are you, my wife? No. And now Ravens fans and Lamar Jackson complaining that there was no penalty on the field goal. Oh, it should have been leverage. Can't jump over the long snapper that way. It was tweeted out by Jason McCourty, a still shot of, I can't see the number of the Steeler, leaping over the center. And he writes, sheesh, this was close. Hell of a game nonetheless. And Lamar Jackson quote tweeted it with SMFH, which means shaking my head. So Lamar, this was at 1:13 a.m., bitching and grousing that the referees cost him the game after you know what happened the first meeting? Lamar and others bitching and grousing that the referees cost the game. They didn't cost you the games. You lost twice because the Ravens aren't as good this season as the Pittsburgh Steelers. Fact. You beat a team twice, it ain't an accident. You beat a team three times like you did in 08, it ain't an accident. It's a shame the Steelers don't get to see the Ravens again. I think I'd put my money on the black and gold. 412-928-9370. So there's my stance. Steelers won the game. A lot of people texting. Oh, well, the Ravens blew it. No, the Steelers won that football game. You disagree? 412-928-9370. That is the number to call. Mike Tomlin also made history last night. We'll get into all of it when we come back. But first, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. you're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.